This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News on Lance Pryde. Florida GOP Governor Ron DeSantis will reportedly launch his presidential bid with Elon Musk on Twitter. DeSantis' wife Casey shared a teaser trailer for the campaign launch.
They call it faith because in the face of darkness, you can see that brighter future. A faith that our best days lay ahead of us.
Musk teased the event, calling it quite an announcement, with an unscripted Q&A to follow the announcement. Investigations are underway as 60,000 pounds of toxic ammonium nitrate have been reported missing while being transported by train from Wyoming to California. Ammonium nitrate is the chemical that was used in the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995. That terrorist attack killed 168 people, including 19 children. Manufacturer Dyno Nobel speculated that the chemical had fallen from the train car during its two-week transit to a rail siding at about 30 miles from the town of Mojave in eastern Kern County, California. The White House is backing off talks of using the 14th Amendment to skirt lawmakers' attempts to increase the national debt and avoid a default.
The White House continues to entertain House Republican lawmakers for talks over their proposed budget that slashes U.S. spending for key agencies and advances policy priorities that Democrats have called unacceptable. Late Tuesday, Republican negotiators released a report saying the two sides still remained far apart. The 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution says the validity of the nation's credit cannot be brought into question. Meantime, a debt default deadline looms in early June. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The last instance of a default took place during the Great Depression in 1933, when the state of Arkansas defaulted on its highway bonds, which had long-lasting consequences for the state. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you traveling this 3-day holiday weekend? If so, be aware, you're not going to be alone.
Travel for Memorial Day weekend is expected to surpass pre-pandemic levels. More than 40 million Americans are expected to travel over the holiday weekend.
FAA is projecting more than 51,000 flights on Thursday alone.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says his agency is working to minimize travel disruptions amid an ongoing air traffic controller shortage. I'm Skip Kelly.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is expected to make an appearance at the Wall Street Journal's CEO Council Summit in London. The event started yesterday and will wrap up today. Topics include debt talks in Washington and global economic uncertainty. Speakers will include Yellen, UK Treasury Secretary Jeremy Hunt, Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey, and UBS Chair Colm Kelleher. We'll all take the stage today. The United States Park Police say a 19-year-old male driver was taken into custody after crashing a U-Haul truck into security barriers near the White House this week. He's now facing charges. They include threatening to kill, kidnap, and inflict harm on a president, vice president, and or family member. The suspect was arrested in Lafayette Square Monday night. He's also facing charges of assault with a dangerous weapon, reckless operation of a motor vehicle, destruction of federal property, and trespassing. The driver was identified as Cy Verseith Kandula of Chesterfield, Missouri. Lance Pry, USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. We've got Scott Powell with us. Yes, the author of Rediscovering America, a fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institute, currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute as well. Scott, how you doing?
I'm very well, thanks, Bill.
Well, President Biden and Speaker McCarthy, working down to the nubs here on this debt limit. And meanwhile, Janet Yellen is pulling her hair out.
Well, I know.
I know you had to pause for just a moment and let that sink into your mind, just seeing Janet Yellen pulling her hair out. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, people, it's a forest and trees situation where they can't see the forest because of the trees. The trees are a temporary need for a debt ceiling increase, but the forest is the bankruptcy of the United States that can happen if we don't get a restructuring of the way we handle our economy. Our public sector is unsustainable, and we either need to cut spending, or perhaps raise some taxes, or a little bit of both. But we've got at least change the trajectory. The trajectory is really bad, and let me explain why it's so bad. All tax revenue comes from the productive side of the economy, and we could say that's represented by the GDP. GDP in America long-term now is growing at about 2.5%, and that's based on the last, say, 15 years. The last 15 years, the growth rate of our debt has been 8.5%. So you graph those two lines, and what happens? They get wider and wider and wider every year that passes. And so at some point it collapses. That may be some years away, but we want to change that trajectory. At least we'd like these lines to be parallel and maybe even converging in the future, where you'd have a balanced budget.
Right. Well, but even before you get there, right now, what is. And we've got lots of trouble here in River City because, yes, the debt is bad, but we have enemies threatening us like China and Russia and Iran. So what do you do? I mean, you're leaving yourself vulnerable here.
Well, we've got to finance national security. That is a paramount important thing. I think we do not. We should be pressing for peace in Ukraine. We should not be sending more money and arms there. You're just prolonging a war that the Ukrainians have already lost. Literally, they've lost the war. They can't possibly defeat Russia. So let's press them all for peace. This is a godly thing to do anyway. Peacemakers are held up in God's eyes. Donald Trump has announced that he could bring peace in 24 hours to Ukraine if he was the president.
I think he could. frankly.
The current regime, the Biden regime, is using war like it has been done in the past to divert Americans' attention away from the real problems of our country.
Right.
And it's unthinkable that you'd be expending lives over a political agenda, but apparently the Democrats don't care much about life, and that's reflected in their policies towards abortion, towards transgenders, and now towards war. And it's very serious, and the American people have got to wake up and support the people who value life.
Well, and that's clear, and I think more and more Americans are realizing that, Scott, that the Democratic Party is losing in terms of people. They're running en masse, almost in numbers that parallel what's going on in public schools, because they're just not delivering. And it's worse yet, it's one thing not to deliver, but it's another thing to hurt. And they're causing a lot of injury. And as you said, and the thing that I'm seeing here is that the Democratic Party seems to be motivated by unlocking the Treasury. Whenever they can open up the Treasury and pay off their, you know, crony politician favors and that, boy, they're all in. And right now they're using Ukraine to that end. And it's disgusting, because meanwhile, people are dying and we are coming closer and closer to where, Scott, you know, the longer this goes, somebody can make a mistake. If somebody makes a mistake, all hell breaks loose. I mean, we're you know, all, next thing you know, we're going to find ourselves in World War III here.
You're so right, Bill, and that's why we need to do everything we can to put pressure on our government to make the right choices here, because you're so right. Mm-hmm. Pursuing this path leads to more conflict, more war, a wrong mistake, a decision to use a tactical nuclear weapon or a dirty bomb can cause a reaction, a nuclear exchange. This is unthinkable. We live in a nuclear age. The only benefit of a nuclear world in terms of armaments is that it deters war, because it's unthinkable to use them.
Mm. Well, and then that's assuming you got rational people thinking of that. But I think
on the Russian side, we actually have a very rational actor in Vladimir Putin. I'll be very honest with you. He's showing more rationality than NATO and the Biden administration.
Well, do you find it interesting that, you know, China at one point seemed to be involved and now they've kind of disengaged? Am I missing something here? Because I'm not seeing where China could really put some pressure on the international community and certainly Europe. They're kind of like biding their time. And I don't know if they're just saying, look at, you know, we got bigger fish to fry. I mean, if we're going to do anything aggressive, we're going to do something aggressive towards Taiwan, not Ukraine.
Well, and they may feel like, well, if we withdraw, it'll prolong the conflict there. And that's to their advantage. They want America to dissipate its military resources in the European theater, so that we're weaker when it comes to deterring war against Taiwan, invasion of Taiwan. You know, the apple of their eye is Taiwan. And
oh,
so
yeah, absolutely.
You have to look at everything has to be, when we're asking what's the Chinese perspective, it's what helps them achieve the goal of, of taking Taiwan. And they would love to take Taiwan without firing a shot, I might add. This is the Chinese strategy.
Right,
Chinese
exactly.
strategy to take down America is not to fight us, but to demoralize us, to confuse us, to do the very things that make us incapable of being a viable state.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you have the military, you know, General Austin, excited because of diversity and not security regarding the military, the Chinese have got to just be, you know, laughing their heads off, thinking, well, these guys are idiots.
Well, it might be that the Chinese are saying, hey, our investment there has paid off. I don't know how many people the Chinese own in the United States beyond the Biden family, but I'll guarantee that there are a lot of captured elites, and they're captured the traditional, the classic way the Chinese have done is with money. Mm-hmm. They bribe people. They pay people off. And it's like the mafia. When you take money from the mafia, your life is over. You cannot leave the mafia. You can't confess, well, geez, you know, I was tempted and I succumbed and I took the money, but I regret I did that, and you're done.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Politicians that have taken money, they cannot come clean.
Yeah. Without a doubt. So, I'll tell you what, we're done on this segment. So we'll come back. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Scott Powell after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Recent reports show that Afghanistan is on the brink of a mental health catastrophe for young girls, some of whom have been forced out of school and into arranged marriages. Many women are pushing back against this restrictive regime, but with so much opposition and not much outside help, most are growing despondent. The Tide Ministry radio broadcasts directly reach listeners to share the truth of the gospel, that they are loved by a God who sent his own son to die for them. By showing them that a powerful, loving God sacrificed himself for them, listeners learn how important they are to Christ and will see those around them and themselves in a different light. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We've got the author of Rediscovering America, a fellow at Stanford Hoover's Institution, and currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute. Scott Powell continues with us. Scott, as you were saying, just to summarize this first segment that we discussed here, is the Chinese have been very effective in elite capturing our politicians, our leaders, and the American people have been really slow to see what's going on. And I don't know if they're just in shock or if it's just so incredible they just can't believe their eyes or what. But it seems, according to the latest polling, that there is some indication that America is waking up to reality.
Well, it can't come too soon, Bill.
Exactly.
You know, it's late. You know, it's you know that clock that shows how close you are to midnight. It's very close. In terms of our country being able to be a politically viable country and a militarily capable country of defending ourselves and being a force for good in the world.
Exactly.
Most of the international world no longer views America as a force for good. Why? Because we're pushing the transgender agenda on their own countries, flying the rainbow flag from embassies throughout the Middle East. I mean, there isn't a better way to cause tension and distrust with these countries than doing something like that in their face, because they have traditional values.
Right.
And because we've departed from those, although there are many people still in America that have them, you and I have them, Bill, most of our listeners have them, but unfortunately, our public sector has embraced values that are anathema to many other nations in the world. And if we were wise, we wouldn't be pushing it on them. We would be respectful of their values, because that's the way good relations are kept. And if you don't do that, you get bad relations and you get distrust. And you end up with Saudi Arabia making a deal with the devil Iran because it no longer trusts the United States. And that's happened, by the way. That's a fait accompli.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well,
Saudi Arabia
now
has a deal made with Iran because, they could no longer trust the United States.
Well, that's what Marco Rubio said. You know, our enemies no longer fear us. Our allies no longer trust us. This is where we're at. No wonder. And again, I refer everybody to the Durham report. When asked about new rules, he said, won't matter until the FBI. We're talking the FBI, but you might as well. You can spread it out, CIA, these government institutions, because they're all compromised. And so this sentence really is pertinent for them as well, to your earlier point. New rules won't matter until the FBI starts caring about fidelity, bravery, and integrity. Those are three critical issues that keep that light on a shining hill, glaring out there, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's really integrity and honesty. I mean, our government is lying about everything to, all different constituencies. You know, our healthcare industry has betrayed the American people. Our transportation secretary is unable to do his job. The EPA has been politicized, so we no longer, can really develop oil and gas. And you just keep going down the list.
Mm-hmm.
Our educational establishment is utterly failing the public education system, utterly failing us, pushing an agenda the gender confusion agenda on young kids. This is a recipe for the end of our civilization as we know it.
Exactly. You see, and this is all brought to you by party politics. They have weaponized the parties in such a way that we're no longer the United States. We're the un-United States of America. And this is why we're getting clobbered. And people need to understand that it can't be about the D or the R. It has to be about the A, the red, white, and blue. It has to be about America. If not, there are dire consequences that are before us right now.
I fully agree, Bill. And that's why your work is so important. You are a voice. I wish you weren't a voice in the wilderness. To your audience, it's not the wilderness, but we want to broaden that audience. So be sure you tell all your friends and family to tune in to the Bill Martinez Show, because they'll learn more in the hour that they spend or the half hour that they spend listening than they will gain in weeks of the mainstream media.
Yeah, unfortunately, the mainstream media is missing in action. The First Amendment right, which was given to us, and part of it in principle was that the media would do the bidding for this democratic republic. But they, too, have gotten caught in the bubble, and they've become partisan and biased. And this is why we have the mess we have right now. And everybody's, you know, protecting one another instead of, you know, pursuing the truth for us to be able to make the right decisions, whether it has to do with climate, education, go on down the line. It's all compromised right now because of this this partisan divide, Scott.
It's a shame. And, you know, when we think about the laws, what are the most important laws? I think we can say that the most important laws potentially are in our first 10 amendments, the so-called Bill of Rights, are the are the essential laws of protecting the people. And the job of the government is to protect the people. That's the first job of government. And America was a remarkable development in human history simply because it was the first nation to recognize that the primary job of government is to protect the unalienable rights of the citizens. Wow, profound, isn't it?
Right, exactly.
Take it for granted, but it was the first nation to do that, and many nations don't do that, and we've abandoned that. We now want to distort reality to our citizens. We're violating the First Amendment. We're doing it through the government agencies. We did it during COVID, where we got the government agencies to control the social media and the media outlets so that they couldn't get information about health care and their own outside of the narrative of government, which was vaccination is the only solution, you know, for COVID-19. When in fact there were other less intrusive preventative medications that had a great track record, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and others. And the death rate from, first of all, we were distorted. We were made to be so fearful when in fact the COVID 19, the so-called pandemic, really wasn't a pandemic at all. Very few people really died from it.
Right,
and
exactly.
And there'll be more people dying from vaccination than the disease.
Exactly. And that's what CDC had confirmed. They said that the actual death rate for those that had died exclusively of COVID was less than 4%, Scott. It wasn't a million plus people. I'm sorry?
Much less than 4%. It's less than 1%.
Well, I haven't heard the less than one. I'm trying to keep it in the safe zone, so you might be right. I'll go along with you on that. But, yes, the numbers are way off in order to amp up, you know, the fear equation. And, again,
well,
for the government.
Well, they fudged all those numbers, too, didn't they?
They sure did.
All the death numbers in hospitals were all fudged because the hospitals got extra money.
They were incentivized.
They were compensated by the number of COVID deaths they could report.
Right.
Talk about corrupting a system. My gosh.
Well, and the thing is it's the elected officials. It's the bureaucracy that did this to us. And the American people have got to stand up in mass to say, hell no, it's done. Never again will this happen. Because, see, whether it's Russian collusion or all these other conspiracies that we've been accused of, Scott, we knew the truth. We knew the truth from day one. And now all of a sudden here we are 2.5-3 years later, we're finding out that the very thing that our common sense told us and the majority of people suspected was more true than wrong.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, and I just got my calculator out. If it was 4% of our population, there would have been 13 million deaths from COVID.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Not even close.
Yeah. Right. Right. Okay. But yeah, so this is it's insane. Like you said, you're down to, you know, less than 1% then.
Less than 1%, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Why should we lock down all of society? I mean, the way we've handled pandemics in the past was that you quarantine the afflicted and take care of them, nurse them back to good health, do what you can. You may not save them all, but you quarantine them, and you let society function normally outside of those that are afflicted.
No doubt about it. And we got to leave it there until next time. Scott Powell will be back with us. He's the author of Rediscovering America, a fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution, and currently a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute. Thank you, Scott. Take care.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own.
Now, are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Wow, Total Wine really does have everything. I found your favorite bourbon, an awesome vodka. Oh, and Ruthie.
Ruthie?
That's me. Always happy to help. Honey, Ruthie found that amazing Cabernet you love.
Oh, yeah. That Cabernet was really good.
And we have it for the lowest price in town.
We've got to get another bottle. So glad we found Ruthie.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21.
USA News Update. Florida GOP Governor Ron DeSantis will reportedly launch his presidential bid with Elon Musk on Twitter.
They call it faith because in the face of darkness, you can see that brighter future. A faith that our best days lay ahead of us.
Musk teased the event, calling it quite an announcement, with an unscripted Q&A to follow the announcement. Investigations are underway as 60,000 pounds of toxic ammonium nitrate have been reported missing while being transported by train from Wyoming to California. Ammonium nitrate is the chemical that was used in the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995. That terrorist attack killed 168 people. Manufacturer Dyno Nobel speculated that the chemical had fallen from the train car during its two-week transit to a rail siding at about 30 miles from the town of Mojave in eastern Kern County, California. Lance Pry, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. Alex Newman joins us now, the CEO of Liberty Sentinel Media. He's also a senior editor for the New American Magazine. Alex, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Thank you so much for having me, Bill.
Well, let's talk about the UN plotting its giant power grab to deal with global emergencies, and it seems like the Biden administration is more than willing to give up our sovereignty.
Yeah, it's a very troubling story, and I'm pretty amazed that I had to break the story. This is earth-shattering news, and nobody else was covering this, quite unfortunately. But this is a specific policy proposal put out by the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, that would effectively put the United Nations and its specialized agencies in charge of emergency response, in charge of responding to crises, if the Secretary General determines that they are global in scope. And yet, as you read the policy proposal, you very quickly realize the emergency doesn't have to be global. It doesn't even really have to be an emergency. It could be economic crisis, climate change, environmental degradation. They even throw in a black swan event that we can't foresee for good measure. And they make very clear that national governments, right, nation states, the private sector, non-governmental organizations, all of them would have to submit to, in the words of the policy brief, the primary decision-making authority of the United Nations and its agencies.
Well, Alex, when I was looking into this, this seemed like a backroom deal that was being conducted, through the Biden administration. Where's Congress in all this?
Yeah, it was very interesting. I started reaching out to people on Capitol Hill, and there wasn't a lot of awareness of this, which, again, the media wasn't talking about it. So I did reach out to the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Congressman Mike McCaul of Texas, and I don't know how much he knew about this, but I sent him the documents, and he sent back a statement indicating that he was very concerned about this, that he was concerned about the implications for our sovereignty, about the possibility of Biden trying to advance his so-called climate change agenda without permission from Congress through the use of this mechanism that the UN was proposing. And so he indicated that he was very concerned about that. The Biden administration, I reached out to them as well, and the State Department sent me basically a canned response without even a named individual to attribute it to, just saying that, you know, the Biden administration believes that working through the United Nations is the best option for peace and security, things like this. So, in other words, they said they support it without specifically saying they support it. But it looks like this will move ahead come this September meeting in New York City when the UN General Assembly meets.
How can this possibly be constitutional?
Well, the short answer is that it's not. the powers that they are talking about through this mechanism, these are powers that the federal government itself doesn't have, right? If you read the U.S. Constitution, it specifically delegates certain responsibilities to the U.S. government. Now, the U.S. Constitution was a contract. It was a compact created by the sovereign states to delegate certain powers that they already had to their agent, the federal government. And the bulk of those powers can be found in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. They can operate a post office. They can create a navy. Congress can declare war, things like this. But these types of powers that are foreseen in this international mechanism that the Secretary General is proposing, those are powers far beyond anything that the states ever delegated to the federal government. And so the idea that the federal government can delegate powers that it doesn't have to an unelected body composed primarily of, you know, kleptocratic and dictatorial and autocratic governments is simply ludicrous. It's preposterous. Mm-hmm. And yet that hasn't stopped them before.
Well, Alex, this is kind of the panacea for, you know, the uniparty, primarily driven by the Democratic Party, that wants full control. They don't want debate. You know, this whole process, the Constitution, it moves too slow for them. This is why in many cases they seem to be ignoring it time and again. They figure it's not even a matter about, you know, asking, you know, for forgiveness on the other end. They just move with hubris and an arrogance that is just incomprehensible. But it's a power force in and of itself, isn't it?
It is. And the thing is, they're attacking us on so many fronts. They know that there's nobody who can keep track of all this. Not even members of Congress with huge staffs can keep track of all of the different assaults on our constitutional system, on the sovereignty of our states, on the rights of individuals. It is coming at us from all fronts. So in parallel with this power grab that the Secretary General is proposing, the World Health Organization is working on, first of all, the International Pandemic Treaty, which now they're calling the Accord so that they don't have to get it ratified by the Senate. They're also working on amendments to the international health regulations to further empower the World Health Organization. At the same time, they're using all of these different federal regulatory agencies to just drown the American people in regulations that undermine our property rights, our free speech rights, our rights to make our own economic decisions, our rights to run our families and our companies as we see fit. So the barrage is just so enormous that there's nobody who can keep track of it. It's just out of control.
Exactly. Well, when it comes to the pandemic, I mean, let's look back in the last 2.5 years. The WHO, United Nations, they did such an awesome job. I mean, we shouldn't even think twice about turning over our freedoms and having them control something like the pandemic because of what they demonstrated to us for 2.5 years, right? Surely I jest.
No, it's so hilarious. And we all recognize that. Even the branch COVIDians recognize this. I mean, the World Health Organization was telling us that, that COVID doesn't transmit between humans. So Trump is a racist for trying to shut down travel from China. Whoops, right?
Yeah.
I mean, at every step of the way, they've been totally wrong. We now have the studies showing that the lockdowns were a total failure. These were pushed by the WHO. The injections, total failure. Right? At best, the best thing you can say about them is that they were a total failure. Never mind the complications, the side effects, the myocarditis, and all the rest of it. On every front, they could not have been more wrong. The idea that we should give them more power, it's almost so ludicrous you could laugh about it, except the implications are so serious.
Well, and as you say, what is coming out now with these vaccinations is that they have been inculcated with stuff that's dangerous and it's killing people.
Absolutely. And we now know from the documents that are coming out that Pfizer knew this, that the FDA knew this, that they wanted to kind of slow walk the release of these documents over a period of 75 years because they didn't want us to have the smoking gun evidence. But the truth is, a lot of people were warning about this from the start. In fact, I interviewed many of them and did my best to get the news out to the public. Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Robert.
Exactly. Trump.
Over and over again, people tried to warn us, and they were silenced and suppressed on orders from the World Health Organization. So we
exactly.
have a crisis here, and the crisis is not climate change or international emergency pandemics. The crisis is globalism and out-of-control government.
Well, like you say, it's amazing to me that these agencies and organizations have any standing whatsoever. Like you said, you know, the WHO, CDC, you know, the United Nations, Facebook even, all the social media entities that shut people like you and I off for talking to, you know, talking to our audiences and our constituency based on information that we were getting from the ground floor from doctors who were there in the midst fighting COVID, you know, hand-to-hand combat. And, you know, like I had a group of doctors out in Imperial Valley, California. They wrote a book. They had served over 10,000 patients with COVID, and not one went to the hospital, not one went on a respirator, not one died. And, you know, and what thanks do they get? The state of California says, hey, we want you up here in the star chamber. We got questions to ask, and because your license is going to be in jeopardy because of what you did.
Yep. It's so critical for people to understand how significant this is. And the persecution of the doctors who are exposing this stuff, it is ongoing, and it's about to get supercharged, right? Chelsea Clinton now on behalf of the World Economic Forum, the Bill Gates Foundation, and the Clinton Foundation is now leading this. They call it the big catch-up initiative, where they plan to inject as many children as possible all over the globe with these injections. That is in the process of being rolled out right now. The Global Health Equity Network, another project of the World Economic Forum, they want to get companies all across the world focused on their ESG score, and part of their ESG score will be imposing health equity on their employees. So we are far from the finish line when it comes to this global medical tyranny, and all the doctors who have been speaking out have been terrorized. In fact, there was one, Meryl Ness, up in Maine. She was actually hauled before a mandatory psychiatric evaluation for questioning the injections and recommending ivermectin. So this is just out of control, Bill.
It is. Got to go to break. We've got more from Alex Newman after this. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has launched a game-changing plan to shake up the wireless phone market with the launch of Go 5G Plus. With carriers extending their device contracts to a staggering 36 months, customers have been left feeling vulnerable to carriers' rate hikes. Go 5G Plus guarantees that both new and existing customers get the same great device deals and are upgrade ready every 2 years. Plus, it comes with $270 in added value each month for families. Go 5G Plus also includes price lock guarantee, meaning T-Mobile won't raise the rate of your talk, text, and data. Taxes and fees will apply. For a limited time, this plan can save families of three about $500 a year compared to other wireless premium plans. T-Mobile makes it easy to switch with their Easy Unlock offer. Hand in an old locked phone and T-Mobile will pay it off up to $650 and give customers a brand new phone up to $830 in value. Go 5G Plus is the ultimate solution for anyone looking for more flexibility, freedom, and value in their wireless plan. For more information, visit T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify.
Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate. The world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day 14 minutes before the top of the hour. The senior editor for the New American Magazine, CEO of Liberty Sentinel Media, Alex Newman, continues with us. As you were saying, Alex, this thing's out of control. I mean, first of all, anything associated with Bill Gates, when it comes to, when it comes to vaccinations, I'm just weary about him, because when you hear that he is of the mindset that there's too much population for the planet to be able to sustain, that, I mean, they were saying it back when we were counting, and there was about 3 billion people in the world or on the planet, and now we're at 8 billion. So he's got to really be freaking out, and we're going to let him handle vaccinations. I don't know. I just get a little nervous when I hear his name and vaccinations. It doesn't seem compatible to me.
No, it's completely out of the question. This is a man who comes from a family of population control fanatics. Actually, his dad was on the board of Planned Parenthood. Bill Gates has repeatedly expressed his view, which frankly I find offensive and ridiculous, that there are too many people on this planet, that people are bad for the climate and other such nonsense. And he's openly described, actually, in a TED talk about 12 years ago, he publicly said that one of the ways that he's hoping to bring down the population of the world is through the use of vaccines and reproductive health care, by which he means abortions. Now, when he was called out on this, he said, well, we don't really mean we're going to kill people or sterilize people with vaccines. We just mean that, less children die because they're getting all their vaccines, then parents will have less of those pesky children, and so the population will go down that way. And yet, just a few years after those very bizarre statements, he was caught in partnership with the World Health Organization and UNICEF financing a so-called tetanus vaccine program in Kenya, which had already been identified by the UN Population Fund as a target for more population control measures. They were appalled that Kenyan women were having an average of 4.2 children per woman. And so Bill Gates and these other UN entities came in, did a tetanus vaccine program, and the Kenya Catholic Doctors Association, they got samples of these tetanus vaccines, only women and girls of childbearing age were eligible to receive them. So they took these samples, they sent them to laboratories all over the world. Every single one of them tested positive for beta-HCG, human chorionic gonadotropin. This is a hormone. And so what was happening, these women and girls were being injected with these vaccines laced with beta-HCG. Their immune system was then treating beta-HCG as an invader. And without HCG in their body, they couldn't carry a pregnancy to term. So what was happening is these vaccines were sterilizing Kenyan women in large numbers. And every single Catholic bishop in Kenya spoke out about this, and the media just tried to bury the scandal.
How does he get away with this, Alex? I mean, this is such an atrocity that something of, you know, that the Hague should come together on. I mean, to do this to a population with impunity, I mean, this is just something about where we are in our society that something so evil could actually take place.
Yeah, it really is. And if you think of the horror, I mean, for a lot of people, having children, that's like their raison d'être, right? That's like their reason for living is to produce children. The Bible actually explains that the very first command God ever gave us was to be fruitful and multiply. So children are a blessing, especially when you go to countries like Kenya. Who's going to care for you in your old age, right? Well, it's your kids, of course.
Yeah.
So this is a crime of unspeakable proportions. The way Bill Gates gets away with it is, first of all, by showering much of the media with millions and millions of dollars. I mean, if you look at the list of media companies that Bill Gates is funding, it would blow your mind. Anything you can think of, Bill Gates funding is there. Newspapers, news networks, public broadcasters, everywhere you look, Bill Gates money is funding this fake news coverage. And also, of course, the big pharmaceutical companies are funding it.
Of course.
And then Bill Gates is partnering with through his money, all the public health experts, all the public health authorities. In fact, there was a time where he was the biggest donor to the World Health Organization, more than any other government in the world. And so when you're financing all the so-called scientists, all the public health agencies, and all the media, well, it becomes very difficult for anybody to speak out publicly and hold you accountable. But he needs to be held accountable, I think, that much.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you know, and this also begs the question, is where is Bill Gates and the United Nations in pursuing the truth about where COVID all began?
They have no interest in finding out where COVID actually began because I think there are several hypotheses. I think at this point it's very obvious now that this came out of the Wuhan laboratory. And, of course, Bill Gates has a very, very close relationship with the mass-murdering communist Chinese dictatorship. And this is open. It's acknowledged. It's not that it's hidden. He and the Chi-Coms are basically two peas in a pod. But even more than that, many of his American co-conspirators, people like Fauci, people like the folks running the National Institutes of Health, they were funding much of the work that was happening in this laboratory and much of the research that preceded it at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and at the universities up in Canada. So when you start digging into this, what you find is a giant criminal enterprise, and Bill Gates and many other powerful individuals are right smack in the middle of it.
Well, and this is why they had to be so vigilant about protecting it and not allowing doctors to speak up, and for the cumulative intelligence and experience of not only American citizens, but the citizens of the world. They needed to stay on top of that narrative to control their cash cow, right?
That's exactly right. And the amount of money being made here is enormous. You know, Bill Gates poses as a quote-unquote philanthropist. And really, so many of these evil, evil madmen do this. They basically avoid paying taxes by stashing all their money in these tax-exempt foundations. Then they travel the globe in their airplanes owned by the tax-exempt foundations, and they ride on their yachts owned by their tax-exempt foundations, and they hold all their Pfizer stock in their tax-exempt foundations. So, and then they go around and they have the nerve to say, we need higher taxes, knowing full well they're not going to pay one penny of higher taxes. That's going to be on the backs of the poor and the middle class. It just makes you sick, Bill.
Yeah, it really does. And speaking of Bill Gates, you've been doing a deeper dive regarding AI. AI has come into the radar realm of the American people. It's starting, to be noticed as to how pernicious AI can be. You've got some scientists recommending, hey, we need to slam the brakes on it. The others, like, the Faucis of the world, saying, heck no, full steam ahead, right?
Yes, and you know, frankly, I believe technology can be used either for good or for evil. You know, I'm not anti-technology in any sense. I don't have a smartphone. I never have had one, and I never will. But technology has really some wonderful applications. The problem is when technology is used by evil people for evil purposes. And I think we need to be honest with ourselves. That's what's happening right now with artificial intelligence. If you look at the leading players in this field, you have Bill Gates, again, at Microsoft. You have Google, right? And actually their vice president just resigned from Google and warned about this monstrosity they're creating with their artificial intelligence. We all know Google is about as evil as they come. They spent the last few years censoring us, silencing us, manipulating our elections. We know they were stood up with help from the intelligence community through DARPA and other federal government agencies. We know that they are as woke can be. We know that their ranks are completely filled with spies from communist China. And then one of the other big players in AI is, of course, the mass murdering dictatorship in communist China, which is getting something like half of the capital investments in their AI programs are coming from American investors through American megabanks like Goldman Sachs. So you look at the key players in this industry, all of them are wicked. All of them are radically opposed to the values that our nation was founded on. And you realize, wow, this is potentially the most powerful weapon of tyranny. It's the most powerful weapon of war. It's the most powerful weapon of control that has ever existed in human history. And it's all these bad guys that are behind its development. We need to talk about this right now.
Well, we need to have a discussion and understand what the threat is. It's clear and present. Also, we need to decouple. This has been my word for the last month or so, Alex, with our audience, is we need to disengage from all these nefarious elements that are doing us harm.
Yes, we do. And Communist China should be, number one target. World Health Organization is another one, World Economic Forum, the United Nations. I mean, we are completely surrounded by alligators, to use Mark Twain. And, right now, the Biden administration is just, going full speed ahead. And unfortunately, Congress, even though there are some good things happening with Republican control of the House, Congress is not taking this nearly as seriously as they need to be. They're talking about a few hundred billion dollars worth of cuts. Meanwhile, our country is a millimeter from going over the edge of the cliff. We need to have some people in Washington, D.C. and in our state capitals taking this crisis as seriously as it needs to be taken. This is an urgent existential crisis on multiple fronts. We need our elected officials to start treating it like that.
Well, and the American people need to wise up, Alex. We've got to become more vigilant. And again, one of these other mantras we've been saying on the show is you got to own the knowledge. Own your own knowledge. Don't just take our words from it. I mean, our hope is that we present the case to you. It causes you to do a deeper dive, be motivated enough to do some studying so that you know that you know. It's not just because Alex said it or Bill said it. It's because you know it to be a fact as to what's going on. Because this has been a purposeful march to dumb down the voter so that we could be overwhelmed. And this is why, we have such a big divide in our country today. Alex, people have been rather laissez-faire about our country, our Constitution, and our freedoms. And this is a thing that's so vital about the American way of life and this great American idea. It's called freedom. And we must know what we're fighting for, right?
No question about it. And, we also have this multi-generational dumbing down and indoctrination process taking place through the public school system. So, you add that to the list of crises, you realize how that's driving it all. We absolutely do. As you pointed out, we need a renaissance of education. We need Americans to get themselves up to speed on who we are as a people, our history, and also the enemies that our freedoms and our republic are facing, or we are going to lose this battle. It's just that simple.
He's a senior editor for the New American Magazine, CEO of Liberty Sentinel Media. Alex Newman has been our guest. Godspeed, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bill. Really appreciate it.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.